News. I'm Bill Wise. The National Weather Service says a wind advisory will affect parts of Missouri today with sustained winds of at least 20 to 30 miles per hour. Maryville, St. Joseph, Kirksville, Hannibal, Moberly, Columbia, Kansas City, Sedalia, Nevada, Lebanon, Springfield, and Joplin are in the advisory area. Outdoor burning not recommended today statewide. Rain and thunderstorm chances increase as we head into tonight with a slight chance for severe storms. There's a flood risk through the weekend with heavy rain possible. An effort to boost Missouri's gas tax has been put in park. The state Senate spent about 8 hours working on the bill yesterday before pulling it from debate. Senate President Dave Schatz of Eastern Missouri's Sullivan says his bill would boost the tax by 15 total cents over 5 years. It would also offer a rebate for the tax hike.
I believe we've added road miles to our system that we maintain, and probably maybe somewhere to 3,500 to 4,000 miles of new road system since the last tax increase. I may not have that exactly accurate, but I think I'm probably close.
Two conservative caucus members, Senators Bill Eigel and Andrew Koenig, blocked a vote on the bill. Missouri has not increased its fuel tax since 1996. The Missouri K-12 Education Department has been reviewing whether federal coronavirus aid can be used to give teachers a bonus next school year if they stick around. The state already has a persistent teacher shortage, and COVID-19 has made the problem worse. During a Missouri Board of Education meeting, Deputy Finance Commissioner Kerry Montes says there's good news and bad news on the bonus front.
The challenge for us in Missouri is we have case law and statutes that are fairly limiting us in terms of incentives or bonuses, but we do have a wide range of flexibility to try to, you know, support teachers for all the extra things that they're doing that are COVID related.
Board member Peter Hirschend of Southwestern Missouri's Branson suggests checking to see if the governor could issue an emergency change in statute about teacher pay. Bipartisan legislation that gives Missourians a 2-year vehicle registration option is now heading to the Missouri Senate. The House voted 156-1 on Monday to approve Carl Junction State Representative Bob Bromley's bill, which modifies the vehicle biennial registration option so that all motor vehicles have a 2-year registration option.
And it allows you to get a 2-year registration regardless of the model year and calendar year. And this is a good bill, saves our constituents time and effort.
Bromley's bill also says that any motor vehicle not equipped with a front license plate bracket will not be required to display a front license plate. And Springfield Public School leaders announced yesterday that students will return to a 5-day school week after spring break. In a letter to parents, officials announced the new schedule that begins on March 22nd. The Springfield Green County Health Department helped the district to make that decision. COVID-19 safety protocols will be in place. More news online at MissouriNet.com. You're listening to the latest news on MissouriNet.